This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Midwest Digest is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We got a loose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Well, it's almost the end of the line for the Toys R Us stores across our region. Expected to close by Friday of this next week, Toys R Us stores are ramping up the deals. Discounts now range from 50 to 70%, with some limited exceptions, the chain says. While a lot of the stuff is gone, kids who appreciate merchandise like Lego sets and board games and Barbie dolls can still, we're told, come away winners. From This Week in Agribusiness, if you're on Facebook, maybe you find it interesting also to receive those flashbacks showing something you posted a year ago or 2 years ago today. Well, this week, my Facebook page showed me the drought monitor map that I posted in this week of June 2012, the year of the last big drought. It was a stark contrast with this week's drought monitor map. Now, both maps showed some degree of drought for Kansas and Missouri, a small area of Nebraska, and the Dakotas. But for the most part, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio that had considerable drought areas 6 years ago this summer do not now. Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, and Minnesota, by and large, are free of drought also at this stage of the growing season of 2018. That Four Corners area of the West has the most significant drought going on this summer, and you find there a fairly large area of exceptional drought at this moment. Here's one more thing being affected by the concerns over the trade war. Mortgage interest rates, and they are actually moving lower, despite the fact the Federal Reserve is raising its rates. You see, the mortgage rates are influenced largely by the expectations of investors. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 4.57% this week. Now, it was 3.9 a year ago. The birthday greeting from the lady I received last week was a nice surprise. We've known this lady for about 30 years. She will be 101 this autumn. And my wife made the comment about her penmanship. It was nearly perfect on that envelope. The Postal Service would have no trouble reading it. Well, the guy who sent the package of marijuana in Indiana this week could use some lessons. Columbus, Indiana police are looking for this guy because a local resident received a surprise package, 10 pounds of marijuana, apparently delivered to the wrong address. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.